Good morning. The front that brought rain to the region last evening and overnight is tracking off the eastern seaboard now. The steadiest precipitation has shifted east of Cape Cod and will spend this morning drying out behind that front. We'll still have a lot of clouds around, and with some leftover moisture being wrung out, a couple of sprinkles, maybe even a wet snowflake or two, primarily across the higher terrain, as temperatures are beginning in the 30s and lower 40s. Gradually, as high pressure builds in, we'll go back to more sunshine as we head through the morning and into the afternoon hours. It'll be seasonably cool later today, with highs averaging out in the mid-40s. With that high pressure center settling in overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and most everyone will dip back into the 20s. This will set us up for a quiet and dry, along with a comfortably cool weekend. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds for both tomorrow and Sunday, highs both days in the lower 40s. The quiet weather will extend into the early part of next week with sunshine, giving way to some clouds on Monday and in the mid-40s again. By Tuesday, a storm system will approach from the middle of the country. Out ahead of it, it'll be mild with highs in the lower 50s, although clouds and showers will take over, but it does look like just plain rain. In fact, it'll take until Wednesday for this storm system to push through, so we'll go with some leftover showers on Wednesday morning, followed by partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s. Colder air will begin to take over across the region on Thursday. As we go back to some sunshine, a northwest breeze will keep it in the 30s on Thursday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the lower 48 will remain under the influence of mild Pacific air while we await another in a series of systems that'll push into Washington and Oregon. A storm system currently in the northwest will move quickly eastward through the plains with little precipitation. And we're following two tropical systems on the other side of the globe. Tropical cyclone Oki is located off the southern tip of India and will continue to move into the Arabian Sea over the weekend. This system is expected to intensify but remain over open water before transitioning to a weaker extratropical storm near northwestern parts of India during the middle of next week. Another tropical cyclone, Dahlia, is located south of Jakarta, Indonesia. Dahlia is also expected to remain over the open waters of the Indian Ocean while heading toward western Australia. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog and blowing snow, 19 degrees with a west wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 36. 76% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 1 below 0 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, lower 50s, Boston, increasing sunshine, in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 32, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.11 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, we finished November with 0.9 of an inch, which is 2.39 inches below normal. But still 38.23 inches for the year, which is 1.81 inches of precipitation above normal. No snow yesterday, just a trace for November, which is 2.8 inches below normal, and a trace for the season, which is now 3.1 inches of snow below normal. There were 33 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month of November, 766, which is 6 above normal, and 1114 for the season so far, which is 290 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high 67 set in 1934, and the record low 5 below 0 in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with just a slight risk of a passing sprinkle, a flurry in the mountains, highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, perhaps a passing sprinkle with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today and temperatures topping out in the middle 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s. Lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. On Monday, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain likely on Tuesday, lower 50s. Showers left over on Wednesday, then partly sunny, upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds, blustery and colder Thursday, back into the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.